God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Corey, what's going on today?
Hey, guys. Having a little bit of trouble. Me and my wife, we have a 5-year-old daughter, and she has a big mouth. She likes to talk. And
But your wife or your daughter?
Bit...
Your wife or your daughter
my
is
daughter.
A big mouth. Oh, okay.
My daughter, yeah. It's getting a little out of control. She's, she's really speaking her mind, as they say. And my wife kind of thinks it's a good thing and wants her to be able to say, you know, whatever she's feeling. But yesterday we were at the grocery store and she's flat out called the grocery attendant fat and ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't have that.
Yeah. And, I mean, my wife, she kind of laughed it off. And it says she's just expressing herself. There's just some things in society you can't say. And you know, it's difficult for a 5-year-old to be able to say whatever she wants and then get in trouble when she says other things. So, it's difficult to teach a 5-year-old tact.
So your wife doesn't agree with you in the regards that there needs to be some sort of limit on this.
Right.
I really have a hard time with believing that, so let's call her. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Georgia?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hey.
Hi, Georgia. I want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. We got a phone call from your husband, Corey, who tells us that you guys are having a disagreement about your 5-year-old expressing herself. You feel like she should be able to say whatever's on her mind, what's going on. He said there was an embarrassing incident yesterday at the grocery store, and it kind of got laughed off. What's going on here?
My husband called you about this?
Yep.
So first of all, our daughter is finally becoming verbal. She's finally expressing herself. So the first, I was concerned because she wasn't speaking very much at all. So now that she's actually talking more, she's coming out of herself a little bit more, I don't want to limit her in any way. I think it's very important that she express freely and articulate exactly what she wants to articulate because it was a long time coming.
Wait, I understand the aspect of the scare, like how scared you must be when you think there may be delays and there may be issues, but don't you think that there should also be a point where you teach your 5-year-old respect?
Well, of course. I mean, I would hope, I think that I lead by example and she will learn that eventually, but she's only 5 years old.
She can't be saying whatever she wants, Georgie.
Oh, my husband is on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on the line. We need to be stricter with what she's just allowed to blurt out. The situation gets embarrassing.
Honey, do you want her to go back to blankly staring at everybody who asked her a question without answering at all? Aren't you happy
that's not what she's gonna do. You know, I mean, she's been fine for over a year now, and you know what I'm saying.
Well, guys, what we do here is we ask our audience what they think, and they may say, a 5-year-old, she's just learning, and if she wants to express herself freely, you know, why stunt her? But they may agree with you, Corey, and say, hey, this probably isn't the best way to teach your child by having them call people fat and ugly.
Right.
Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999.
I'm guilty of it, too. Your kid says something wildly inappropriate, but they don't really get it. You kind of just giggle to yourself. But is it right? That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a little bit messy. Corey and Georgia, the kid is 5 years old. Yesterday at the grocery store, she calls the cashier fat and ugly, and mom doesn't do anything about it.
Right, well, that's not funny. But here's the thing. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9 is Georgia says that she doesn't understand what she's saying. She's still learning, and you got to let it go. She doesn't understand yet. Dad says, no, if you don't nip this in the bud, she's going to grow up to be a disgusting human being.
Right. Get them early, right? Those are the lessons they learn, the ones they remember the most.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the father's side. I'm a speech-language pathologist, and I think that a little girl maybe needs to have some speech therapy at school where they can role-play these sort of situations and she can learn to speak appropriately. Some children have issues with pragmatics, which is the part of speech speech where you, you know, behave and interact normally. So this may be something that goes along with her language delay, which we had. So I think that this is something that the school should maybe take a look at.
I'm on his side. I totally agree that daughters should have some kind of filter. Then again, I'm also thinking that maybe it's coming from the mother itself. Maybe she's like that.
I mean, the mother could just be a terrible person.
Her deference to, going ahead and correcting her daughter, I get it. The first impression, you're like, hey, lady.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
I got in trouble once. I told my boys that my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law were coming over, and I referred them as Shrek and Donkey. When they came over the house, my son turned around and said, Dad, Shrek and Donkey are here.
Yeah.
Well, they repeat. That's for sure. They repeat everything.
And then, Raven, whose side are you on?
As a parent and a grandparent, I have 5 kids and 15 grandkids. None of my kids would ever be that disrespectful. Understand you want to let them say what they feel and all that, but there are certain limits to what they should say. And my belief is if she allows her daughter to be saying things like that, she's going to have a hard life. She's going to be getting into a lot of fights. Things are going to be rough for her.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, Corey in Georgia. Corey, our audience agreed with you. You got to set ground rules. Even at 5 years old, she's going to understand the difference between words that are hurtful and words that aren't hurtful. And Georgia, you got to be able to express that and teach her that.
Well, I intend to do that. I just want to be gentle with it. I don't want to be too strict because I'm really afraid that she's going to just relapse to be how she was before.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I'm glad the audience voted this way. And sweetheart, I mean, I know we'll be able to.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.